This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Thursday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman. Producing the Outdoor Show this morning is Jace. Our sponsors today, Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated, Angler U, and Boyd's One Stop. All right, let's get to the weather. 83 down on the island this morning in Galveston. Winds are down again. That's something else. And today we're looking at partly cloudy, stray shower, thunderstorm is possible, high of 89, west-northwest winds, and they'll start out that way. They'll shift over to the south this afternoon at 10 to 20, and then for tonight, mainly clear skies with a low of 81, south-southwest 5 to 10, and then for tomorrow, sunny again, high of 88, west-northwest winds starting out the day, and shifting over to southeast 10 to 20 in the afternoon, and looking at current conditions around the complex. Well, let's do tides first. It's these are Galveston Channel tide predictions, and we have two of them today. We have a high coming up at the Galveston Channel at 6:16 a.m., and it's a 1.5. Then a low tonight at 9:48 p.m., it's a negative 0.4. 6:43 a.m. is sunrise, 8:06 p.m. sunset, moon phase, almost full, 92%. And shifting over to tomorrow, we'll have a four-tide day tomorrow, so tides will be a little weaker. All right, looking offshore, 22 nautical miles east of Galveston, that buoy out there showing a southwest wind at 9 to 11 miles an hour, and wave heights are 1.6 feet with a period of 5 seconds. And Eagle Point, west-southwest at 3 to 5. And Morgan's Point is south-southwest at 3 to 6. So virtually not much wind to mess with this morning. And that's been good all week. These calm mornings, the surf's been on fire. I mean, a lot of beautiful catches of trout, bull red, sharks, mackerel, you name it. The surf's been getting it. All right, let's do a quick star leaderboard update. This is all brought to you by Ford Academy Sports and Outdoors and Progressive Insurance. Still two red tags is all that's weighed in, Gary Mershon and Nate Appella. And then the blue tag division is still the same five holding their spots. Steve Isaacs, Mitchell Mays, Robbie Pratt, Brian Cook, and Alfred Williams. Moving over to the regular starboard inshore division. Eric Harper still leading the sheephead division with a 9-10, and Cherie Andrada is still leading the gaff top with a 614. That was weighed in at the SGS Causeway, so that tells you it probably came from Sabine Lake. And another one, Jason Smith of Sour Lake, he was leading last week with a 15-10 ounce. Black Drum, well, it's been updated this week to a 17-pound, 2-ounce Black Drum by Jason Smith of Sour Lake. I think he's on the big drum right now that are in the slot. Pretty incredible. Offshore Kingfish, still holding 51 pounds, 4 ounces. Leslie Maven of Groesbeck caught that one. Dorado, 37 pounds, 4 ounces. Jack Brinkman and Ling is still, I don't think this one will probably fall. Cody Milton of Corpus Christi, a 93-pound, 5-ounce Ling. And Joseph Hansen still holding on with a red snapper that went 25 pounds, 8 ounces. So there's your star leaderboard update. All right, let's go over to Sabine Lake now. Let's get plugged in with Captain Bill Watkins to see what's going on in his neck of the woods. Good morning, Bill. What's up, man?
Hey, man.
Hey.
Well, I probably caught a 60-pound drum yesterday.
Yeah, but it's kind of over 30 inches.
Yeah, I know. Every once in a while, I hook one of those things.
Right.
It looked like a truck. Man, that thing was huge.
Yeah, it's like reeling in a truck tire, man.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, we had to wait 2 hours yesterday. There was rainstorms camped right offshore.
Right.
And we couldn't put the boat in for at least 2 hours. From 6 right. o'clock till 8 o'clock. And we didn't get to the fishing spot till 8:20.
Right.
So we lost, you know, two valuable hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we got there at the top of the high. It was running until, you know, just idling and beautiful green water in the channel, you know, just really pretty. And, but we still, we caught 10 before we left that first spot. And they were some good chunky trout, too.
Right.
We had 22 for the day. We had kind of a lull there. And run around and hit some spots and didn't catch much. And then when that tide started running, we stacked them up again. So
yeah,
we had 22 for the day, and that's really, and most of them are all Texas keepers. So it all worked out real good. I think we had one 18-inch trout, and that's. That's about typical for now.
What's the minimum length in Louisiana for a trout now?
13.
13, yeah. They upped it from 12 to 13, so.
Yeah, they did.
You got a 2-inch difference between Louisiana and Texas.
Yeah, and but we didn't catch very many 13s. Caught lots of 12 and a halves. We were throwing them back right and left.
Yeah, and last year those were keepers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Louisiana biologists decided that trout spawn at 12 inches. And I believe they do because I've cleaned trout that size that had eggs in them. So they gave them one more year.
Yeah, and Texas says different, you know. They say 14, Louisiana says 12, so.
Yep. So, will the real biologist please stand up?
Please step up in here and tell us the real deal here. Nah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
12 inches is kind of small, man. That's almost bait size.
That is kind of
that
small.
That is kind of tiny, man, you know.
I always felt weird about keeping a 12 and a half inch.
I would, you know? Too. I've never kept one that little, but, well.
But let me tell you this. They fry up better than the bigger ones.
Oh, I'm sure they do. I'm sure fawns are a lot better tasting than does.
Well, yeah.
Never eaten a fawn deer, but
no, never have either.
I'm sure it's probably pretty tasty and tender.
Yeah, it should be. I saw a doe and two fawns on the side of I-10 yesterday coming home.
I saw a doe just standing on the side of the road the other morning coming in here, just standing there watching me drive by, you know, didn't even move, didn't
all
even
that
flinch.
Freeway traffic, big trucks and everything,
right?
Just steady going, and they were just chewing on bushes on the side of a field out there. I couldn't even believe that. I've never seen deer on I-10, but, you know, except
they're living on borrowed time on that highway. I dare them to cross that one.
Oh, my God, no. No, there was three of them dead on the freeway in Harvey. You know, they got up on top of that roadbed, and they couldn't get across that. It was too deep in the road to get across that concrete barricade.
Right.
And they drowned right there.
Goodness.
Three big toes. Yeah, it was sad. What a waste of good meat. But white and glow with a yellow tail,
mm-hmm,
is still a popular color. I noticed that yesterday. I had three guys fishing, and as the day went on, they all went to white. White or gloves. And I thought, well, there's something to be said for that. You know, the water's pretty, you know, kind of greenish. You can see down about 3 feet in some areas. And that's really good water for here. And they're still on the white. Now, I used a kind of a purple with blue flakes with a white tail, and I could catch them on that. But I think they were doing a little bit better on the white. So it's, I know that a couple times they use chicken colors, you know, electric chicken, whatever.
Right.
And that seemed to work, but they just kept going back to white. So it's still working.
Yeah, your water ought to be starting to really shape up over there with these calm days and, you know, just more time, more flushes, exchanges.
Real nice. But I actually think that if I could have stayed longer on that falling tide, I think I could have limited out. I think I could have got a 45 fish limit.
Yeah, probably, but so, because if you miss that morning tide window right there, I mean, you're just at the mercy of it. You got to wait around, I mean, until it starts going out again like you had to do. That hurts.
Yeah. Yeah, there's the birds were working a little bit on the shorelines, and shrimp were jumping. Every once in a while we could find shrimp jumping.
Mm-hmm.
That's always a good sign. Shrimp don't like to jump, especially in hot weather.
You know, and we're getting that time of year too, man, where, you know, if you'll get those days where the only way you can catch anything is under gulls. I mean, all your spots and all, you know, it's just dead, and the only action you can find is bird action, you know, to catch anything.
I love those turns, those big turns.
Yeah, they're fish hawks, man.
Yes, they are.
They'll find fish when no other bird can.
Yep. And we found them alongside the channel in one spot where I've been expecting those birds to show up. Mm-hmm. They show up on a falling tide and about 3 to 6 foot of water. And right about 1 o'clock, I looked over there and saw them. I said, first time this year. First time.
Man.
And went over there, and there were some pretty good solid trout there, too.
Yeah.
But we were right at the end, and burned up and burned out.
burned out. Yeah.
Oh, it was too hot to stay.
I know.
It got pretty slicked off, and man, everybody said, "Uncle, calf rope," and all kind of stuff like that.
So, all right, let me knock this break out, Bill. I'll be right back at you, buddy. Hang with me. All right, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Welcome back to The Outdoor Show. It is 4:18 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go back and talk some more with Bill Watkins over at Sabine Lake. All right, Bill, we are back.
All right. Well, there was a couple of good trout yesterday that we caught. I mean, good solid trout, 17 inches. And we caught those at 17 feet.
17
That's
feet.
Deep. And then we caught a couple more at about 18.
Man.
Over a mud live oyster shell bottom.
That's crazy.
That's yeah,
is that on a drop off or a ledge or something? Or
it was well, there's a drop off that starts at about 15 and goes mm-hmm. down sharply to 17 foot. And it's kind of a strange place. But, you know, it's every once in a while I can catch fish off of it. So I got to doing that about 5 years ago. I started hitting that area and just checking it, you know.
And man.
First,
that's the kind you sit on top of and do some deep dropping, vertical jigging, man.
Yeah,
a little doodle socking on them.
Yep, and that's exactly what I was doing. We just
crazy.
Stood on the transom, spot locked the trolling motor, and just dropped it straight off the transom. You got to get right in the right position to make it work. And all of a sudden you feel this thump. You pick it up and shake it, and whoop! You know, that's interesting.
Yeah, I've caught trout in a lot of ways, but I've never caught trout doing that, must admit.
It's kind of fun.
Even we'd fish the short rigs, we'd still cast it out there, you know, and let it go down and count it way down and get it down deep where the fish were to work it back. But that's never done that, brother.
So here's a cool thing while we're on that subject. You can pull up to a piling leg, and usually it's on the upcurrent side of the rig, you know, whichever side the current's running into. And you get your boat positioned and spot lock, and take a silver spoon and drop it right off the transom. So you got to be pretty close to that piling leg to do it.
Right.
You know, within 10 feet. And you free spool that spoon down, and when it stops,
it's got a fish on it.
It's got a fish on it. And I've caught some really nice trout like that. I mean, 4 and 5 pounders, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just, but they'll when they're doing that. It's, you know, they might be in 25 foot of water, but they'll be 16, 17 feet down, or right. 12 foot down, just whatever layer that they're comfortable in. I think they drop down to where they're just in the twilight is what they're doing.
Yeah, the way they suspend out there, exactly.
Yeah, and they will get, when they're doing that, there's usually sharks around.
Oh, yeah.
Big, bad bull sharks, and you'll have maybe 5 or 6 like that before they start eating your fish, and then you just need to leave them and go on to the next rig.
Right.
Because they'll take a 4-pound trout, 5-pound trout right off your line and leave you nothing but a head. I mean, there's some boogers out there, but when that starts happening, you might as well just quit, leave.
Roll up, move to the next one.
Yeah, just flutter that spoon, just free drop it. Just let it run down there. When you get to where you think you're about 12 to 17 foot deep, put it in gear and shake it. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man. I've made some pretty serious catches like that. If there's not any sharks around, I mean, it's not hard to get a 45 fish limit when you're in that.
Yeah, that's.
And a silver spoon seems to. Sometimes it's soft plastic with a 1/4 ounce jig head or a 3/8, but mostly that silver spoon, that's where it works the best. This hammer. I mean, get down there and get it.
Anybody been fishing y'all surf this week? I know it's been good over here. And
I'm sure
and south of.
Yeah, I heard a report. I hadn't been out there, but they said that they made some real good catches off the surf and caught some nice shrimp and a cast net on the Louisiana side.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's all happening right now.
Oh, that's fun. That Louisiana pocket, man, when those fish get piled up in there, you can throw motor up and down those guts with top waters and just pour the coals to them. Good fish.
And something else that should be happening right away, and I haven't heard from it, but down off McFadden Beach, you go down
back
there
my
about
way.
7-8 miles back toward Galveston, and their bull reds will be schooling down there.
Well, there are already a lot of bull reds are being caught on the beach at Bolivar right now.
Oh, it's time. Bull red time.
Yeah, I mean, and it's really kind of early. I mean, before the real big run, like September.
Yeah, that's true. But in August, you know, any time in August, you're going to catch bull.
It's schooling time for reds right now in the bay and the surf, August and September. Yep. That's good stuff, man.
Yeah.
If you like redfish.
If you like that sort of thing. Yeah.
Sure.
You can catch them on trout rod. That's a little bit, that's like elephant hunting with a broom switch. But
did you see that big hammerhead that was caught in South Padre this past week?
No.
Second biggest ever recorded, 14 and a half feet long.
Oh, geez.
That's got to be a 1,000-pound fish or better. That's a monster.
Wow.
That'd take a couple of legs off and one little pass.
Oh, good grief. You see that thing coming at you. That would just be...
Well, I wonder how long that dorsal fin was on that thing. I bet it looked like a big old spike coming out of the water once
that'd
they fought that fish down.
Tall.
I'm telling you. And the tail fin, whew, too. Jeez.
Yeah. You'd see both of them if it was in shallow.
I mean,
shallow
when they
water
surface like that, it's real easy to determine a hammerhead, you know, with that big dorsal spike fin they have. I mean, the tail fin, too, when they come to the top. No doubt about what it is.
No. Lord have mercy. That'd make me get out of the water.
I think I would, too. Blaine and I had a big one over there on that community bar in Port O'Connor put us in a boat one time. We just started catching fish, too. We were in a tournament. And I wasn't. It swam right between us. It was huge.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm guessing 10, 12 feet. That's big enough to put me in the boat.
Yes. Oh, what a hammer.
Chances are you'd never even think about touching us, but I'm not going to give him that chance.
No. No.
You don't see a lot of one-legged wade fishermen anymore.
Peg leg Pete.
That's it. Dragon leg.
Yeah. Well, I've had encounters with bull sharks here lately that just, you know, and they don't take the small fish you catch.
They want the biggest one.
Yep. It's uncanny how they figure that out. I mean, because a lot of times the water's cloudy enough that they have to come 15 or 20 feet away to get it. So there's something about the way that they can feel that fish struggling, that they know it's a big fish.
You know, they'll,
man.
If you're on a good school out of the boat, they'll camp out underneath your boat and wait for that bigger fish to come up. You're reeling it in and fight it, and then they'll attack it right at the side of the boat every time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They will. They'll swim figure
You'll never see them until they do that. You think, well, I hadn't seen any sharks. They just stay deep, idle under your boat, and then they wait for that thrashing. And it tracks them. They'll come out from out of that boat and smoke that fish every time.
Yes, sir. And you see a trout trying to stay on the top, really trying to shake that hook.
Oh, if he, you know,
airborne,
jumping out of the water and acting crazy, he's got a shark on him.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Well.
And sometimes you can't reel them in fast enough to escape.
No, you can't get it away from them. They're going to get it. It's inevitable. All right, Bill. Well, hey, man, somebody wants to come over and fish the bean with you, give them some info how they can reach you.
Well, just call me at 409-673-9211. And you can get a hold of me pretty easy. Sometimes I don't leave a message. Just leave the phone number and I'll call you right back.
Yeah, that's what caller ID's for. Don't bother with a message.
I only check my messages about every other day.
Yeah.
Or just shoot me a text. I'll get that too.
That's the best way.
Yeah, we can hook up. Just give me a call.
You got it, brother. All right, Bill, have a good day, and I'll talk to you in a couple of days.
Yeah, Saturday morning. All right,
thanks,
buddy. Sir.
See you now. Take care. All right. That's Bill Watkins over at Sabine Lake. You know, folks, Braun's Roofing, they've been in business for 38 years. They specialize in new roofs and repairs. They have free estimates, and they're open 7 days a week. That's the best part. You can call anytime, and you can get seen the same day for quick service. And each roof comes with a 15-year warranty. And Braun's Roofing, they'll work with your insurance company. That'll save you a lot of time and headache. They'll guide their customers through the process. They do such a fine job at it. 38 years of it. So visit bronzeroofing.com, bronzeroofing.com, or you can call them at 713-645-0505. That's 713-645-0505. That's Braun's Roofing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 4:34 here in the Bayou City. Let's run up to Lake Conroe now and check in with the fish dude, old Richard Tosh up there. Hey, Richard, what's going on, man?
Not a lot, Mickey. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. I'm good. Thanks for even asking, man. How are you doing?
Man, you know I'm good. I'm sitting over at Coletta Creek. So.
Oh, that's right. This is your Coletta Creek week.
Yes, it is. Yes, it
are
is. This thing
them?
Is... Oh, not really. I've been trying to find some dang old crappie, but this lake's up. I've never seen it up normal pool, and that's where it's at right now.
Right.
So it's something different. You know, them crappie are they're all gone from the places where I found them in the past. But man, these bass are schooling on top, pretty much all over the place. As soon as the cloud comes over, they'll get to popping on top. I go to chunking at them and stuff like that, and catching a few of them rascals, and Then I finally figured out that there's supposed to be some redfish in here too, but I ain't seen none of them yet. So it's one of them deals where if I get the opportunity, I'm going to try to jerk one of them out of here also. Yeah. But like I say, I hadn't seen them in here, so I don't know. It's, you know, it's this first year I've even heard that they were even in here. So it's just kind of, you know, show up and do my thing and try to find what I can find. And then the other day I was talking to a buddy of mine. And he said, oh, yeah, the first time I went over, I caught a redfish. I said, uh-oh. Didn't even know that. So I'm going to have to try that rascal.
Redfish at Coletta Creek. I didn't know that either.
I didn't either. I know they used to have them in Bronig and stuff down there.
Right.
South
I knew all that, but I didn't know about Coletta Creek. How about that?
I looked it up, and they said they were in here, but I don't know if they're here anymore. You know, it's like a lot of those lakes that did have them, they were there for a while, and then they're gone. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, it's one of those things. I don't know if they died off. And I remember Fairfield up there used to have some, I think that's right.
Yeah, and, I think Fairfield, Bronig, I'm trying to think of some other ones.
Calaveras, I think.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, some of those little small power plant lakes had them, you know, and that's one thing that's kind of unique is that redfish can live fresh or salt. You know, it's kind of like a tilapia can do the same thing. They can live fresh or salt water. There's several different fish that can do that. And,
yeah,
you know, like
since that redfish can't reproduce in fresh water,
right,
just like a striper can.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's weird how
striper's actually a saltwater fish too. You know,
that's right. Most people don't realize that a striper is, you know, it's primary. Now a hybrid's different, but the. The true striper is a saltwater fish. I mean, that's right. What so many people don't get about it. And you know, there's very few lakes that they actually reproduce in. And Texoma and Buchanan, I know those are two of them that they do reproduce in. Mm-hmm. And the thing that I've always heard about those two lakes is that there's these little underwater salt dome type things where there's just enough salinity in the water that allows them to reproduce.
How about that?
So, I mean, it's, you don't really think about that, that's one of the things. You got salt domes out there all over the place, and they just have those little, and just enough salinity in the water where they can do that, you know. So it's different. You know, you don't, like I say, you typically won't think about stuff like that, but it is, you know, and it's, what I've always noticed about the stripers when they are in lakes that reproduce, they're always rocky lakes. So I always thought for the longest it had something to do with the pH level of the water and stuff like that. And it may have something to do with it also, but I don't know. You know, it's just pure guessing on my part. I'd have to really sit down and find me a biologist that knew all about them to kind of go over it and discuss it with and try to figure out what they, you know, what their theory is on it. You know, a lot of this is just me coming up with it on my own, you know, because that's, how do you explain the salinity of the water? You know, it's got to be something like those salt domes or something, right? So,
right.
You know, and we know they're out there because they, down there on the San Jacinto River, that's where they stored a lot of those pollutants and stuff. They'd pop them, those salt domes full of stuff, and cap them off, and
toxic waste dumps.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it was, you know.
And they're still there. Appropriated that back when George Bush was president,
and they ain't gone nowhere.
No, they never used that money to clean up anything. It's still there, still leaking into our waters.
And that's what people don't think about. I mean, good night. You know, we get out here and you got all that toxic waste like that leaking into the water. And then, you know, I'm going to kind of get on them about spraying that grass and stuff too. And when they go to spraying that grass, I mean, dang, they're doing the same thing. They're poisoning the water. Yes. I don't understand why they continue to do that. You know, they've got so many people fight against the carp and stuff like that, putting those grass carp in the lakes. But you know,
have them than herbicides being sprayed.
Absolutely. I mean, good night. I tell you what, that is just not the way to go, in my opinion. I mean, you and I both know you spray some Roundup, which is basically what they're doing along a fence line. Dog goes out there and eats on that grass. It ain't long that Russell's going to have cancer and he's going to die from it.
Die of cancer. I still say that's what killed my lab before last.
I believe it.
I really do.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, you know, and then you're spraying it in the water intentionally. I mean, and it's drinking water. I mean, that's what Conroe's there for, is for drinking water. So
you start the watershed, man.
Always. I mean, and that's what just aggravates the mess out of me. They do it at Rayburn all the time.
Salt and vinegar and dish soap will do the same thing and won't harm the environment.
Right. You know, that's what's crazy, but they don't get it. You know, they've tried so many different things over the years, and everybody, like I say, they just raised Cain about those carp, but mainly because of what they did to Conroe years ago. But, you know, it's my understanding that the way the deal happened with Conroe back in the 80s, whenever they overpopulated the lake, was Parks and Wildlife. It was, you know, that when anytime you introduce carp into a body of water, you have to have a permit from the state in order to do so. And they tell you how many you can put in there.
Per acre. Yeah, it's so many per acre.
Correct. Per vegetated acre, that's the key right there. So if you got, you know, like Conroe, for example, let's say it's 24,000 acres. And back when they did it the first time, they turned it over to, like I said, this is my understanding, they turned it over to A&M. Parks and Wildlife recommended 3 to 5 white amur or grass carp per vegetated acre. And they, you know, A&M's a research school, so they studied it, and they said, hey, we want to do this and kind of do it under our controlled situations and stuff like that. And Parks and Wildlife said, all right, 3 to 5 per vegetated acre, and they ended up doing 3 to 5 per surface acre.
That's why I said that earlier. I remember that.
Yeah, and they just overpopulated.
Yeah, it was bad, man. There were too many of them.
I mean, it really was, because the fish just didn't have any place to hide. And if you remember way back then, a lot of people were catching and eating those fish instead of catching and releasing the bass. You know, that was one of the things that happened, you know, in the early days. Nobody thought about conservation of largemouth bass. They always just caught them and took them home, threw them in a cooler or whatever, even tournaments. I mean, they'd have tournaments where, you know, it was a 10-fish limit back then per person, and they'd take them, put them in a cooler. You know, they didn't worry about live ones, put them in the cooler, and then weigh them in that way. And it was, you know, it's just all these things changed over the years, you know, went down to a 5-fish limit, and most people started looking at the conservation aspect of it and saying, hey, you know, these largemouth bass really aren't that good a table fare anyway, but and why keep those big ones? And they just, you know, they got on the Florida strain and the F1s and all that, and those, you know, just started growing these bigger fish and looking more at trophy fish instead of just numbers of fish. And that's what Conroe's good for. You know, it's Conroe's just a great big fish lake. You know, I mean, there are some small ones out there, but when you start targeting the big ones, there's some giants that live there. I mean, absolute monsters. So it's, you know, that's what I try to do a lot of is try to catch those bigger fish. And I try to let people know right up front when they get in the boat and we go bass fishing, I target big fish. I try to avoid the little ones. And it's a different way of fishing. It's not, you don't just catch the big ones by doing everyday stuff. You change to like that big worm, you know, this time of year, go to that big worm, or even they're fixing to come off it and start, they should be off of it right now and be working on a crankbait anyway. Cause as the water temperature peaks, as it gets hot, you know, in the 90s mid-90s and stuff like that. And you start getting the first cool fronts of the year. The day starts getting shorter and stuff like that. They'll change over to a crankbait rather than that big worm. You know, they'll want a moving bait versus one that's just slowly crawling along, because the shorter days and the cooler, you know, even though it's not that much cooler, it's still, you know, not as long of a day. Every day is getting shorter right now. As that starts happening, the water actually starts to cool off just slightly, maybe a half a degree or a quarter of a degree. But that triggers those fish to think, okay, fall's coming, I need to start feeding up. And that's what they'll do. They'll start wolf packing out there and be just big schools of them swimming around, just eating their, exactly. Same thing that the hybrids do. They, you know, they just gang up on that bait fish and go to town. And that's,
yeah,
that's
real quick, just, before we run out of time. I read something a couple of weeks ago. Did they stock some more hybrids in Conroe?
They did.
I thought I read that. I wanted to ask you about that.
Yes, they did stock some more. And I mean, I'm glad they did, because it's, you know, there was several years ago that they skipped it. Boy, and I could definitely tell the difference. I mean, you just started seeing the decline in them in the lake. And it's just, you know, when you get so many people out there fishing for them, that decline is very noticeable. You know, and it's that I saw the survey boat out there the other day. The Parks and Wildlife has their survey boat. They'll come out and they'll ask you, you know, how much did you spend on this trip? What are you fishing for? And all this stuff. And then when they left, I told the guys that were with me, I said, because we were hybrid fishing at that point. Yeah. And I told them, we're hybrid striped bass fishing. You have to tell them exactly what it is you're fishing for, because they're required to write down what you say. If you say, I'm striper fishing, there ain't a striper in Lake Conroe. So if you say that, they got to write down stripers. Always, whenever, especially on Lake Conroe or any lake that has hybrids in it, like Richland Chambers, stuff like that, when they come up to you, say, I'm hybrid striped bass fishing. That way, that lake continues to get its allotment of fish every year, that, you know, because they'll quit dumping them. That's what happened several years ago.
So, all right, buddy. I got to get, if somebody wants to get with you, give them some info, Richard.
All right, Mickey, anyone get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com, or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
All right, my friend. Richard, have a good day. Toledo Creek.
Yes, sir.
I'll talk to you Saturday. Go get them, man.
Y'all have fun.
Later, buddy. All right. Now let's jump down to Matagorda and let's go check in with Captain Charlie Paradosky. Good morning, Charlie P.
Hey, good morning, Mickey.
What's going on, bud?
Oh, not much. I haven't. I hadn't had any trips this week. I'm got to fish this weekend, but. I had been having a truck problem, and I finally decided to get it fixed. I put it in the shop, and now they can't find a part. God darn, I can't believe it. Now I got to go rent a car or something.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it is what it is. But they've been doing real well fishing this week. They finally had some calm conditions and a lot of surf action. Down here in Matagorda, you've got... We call them the Dawn Patrol. They're driving down that beach, you know, like they do in Bolivar, and they're the ones that really find them. You know, you drive that beach.
The surf's been good this week. Seen a lot of great catches out of the surf. Well, you know, okay catches, three trout, whoopee. But, you know, not like the good old days.
Oh, my God.
Where you can string 10 of them, but... No, it's they're having fun with it, and there's just something special about waiting off at the crack of dawn into that surf and the smell and the atmosphere. It's pretty impressive.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's
pretty awesome.
You know, it's one of the reasons I switched over from Galveston. I used to be a – I was in the surf a lot.
You were a surfer, yeah.
Yeah, And when I moved over to Matagorda, I was getting that surf 30, 35 times a year. And, man, we don't do that anymore. You just don't have that much opportunity.
Boy, it's laid down now, surfing. That Dawn Patrol's been having fun here lately. Boy, but it took forever to get this wind down. Golly.
My God. Yeah. Yeah, the week before last week was, golly, it was just a horrible bite. So, they deserve it. I'm glad they're getting them. But we'll get back at it shortly. In the meantime, been watching those Astros.
Yeah, that's the Marlins had plenty of scoring opportunities too. Everybody was getting hits, I figured the score of that game would end up being 12-10 or 10-8 or something. But they just left so many runners stranded on both sides yesterday. It's crazy.
Oh man. We had the opportunity to win that game many times.
We did, several times. Nobody could come up with a big hit when we needed it.
Nope. But it's been good. Been good stuff to watch. So that's what's going on.
I had a text from a listener said, "Hey, Charlie's got plenty of money. Tell him just buy a new truck and be done with it."
I started to do it yesterday.
Oh, man.
I don't have plenty of money, though, but I can do it.
Yeah, you're a fishing guy, Charlie. You're rich, dude.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
Oh, that's funny.
Did you fish this week?
I won't mention any names who sent that text. You can probably imagine who sent it. But
I think he sent it to me, too, because I heard a click. Probably Cervello.
No, it wasn't Robert. It was another Robert.
Oh.
Goes by Bob.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Said I wasn't going to mention any names. No.
Yeah.
No, Tuesday, I was hooked up and booked up and ready to rock and roll, and them storms got me, and I just took her back to the house, backed her on in, and found other things to do.
Yeah, they had them over here, over there yesterday in the morning. But,
James sent me a video, I think Monday, him and Higgins, I was laughing in that video, and, cause they looked like drowned rats. They were under the T-top in this tarpon boat and just, they were getting smoked. I think he said he was 60 miles from the dock when that storm slammed him or something.
Well, it's that time of the year.
It is. Pop-up time.
Get you any time, any place.
Well, I watch them every day all around me, popping up and thunder and lots of rain everywhere but my house.
Yeah.
I've been getting a little though. Hey, you know, I think I got a quarter inch out of one the other day and a quarter inch out of another. It saved my yard for the time being.
Yeah. Well, we need it. We need it, though.
Yeah.
Don't need too much.
A little bit of rain goes a long way this time of year. But, you know, this is kind of like old normal patterns in the summer. Remember, we'd always get the afternoon pop-ups. You know, you go ahead and get your fish in the morning because afternoon fishing, you're going to have to run from storms. Get on in.
Yeah. Get on those redfish in the afternoon.
The older I get, the less I like that middle-of-the-day afternoon fishing anymore.
I used to love it. August was one of my favorite months.
I know it. I like August, too, when it's right.
Things change, so.
They do.
They do, and time has went by fast.
It really has. I don't know how to describe it.
Yeah. I can remember when I used to fuss at those old-timers, and Maurice would say, "Charlie, you're going to be there someday."
Oh my gosh. Yep, we used to make fun of them and going, "I can't believe that old man's out here in this heat fishing in this." Well, now it's our turn.
Yep.
Who was the old-timer man way back in the day? Butch Moody. Remember him?
Butch Moody. Oh, my God.
Mr. Magoo, man. He couldn't see. for nothing. He knew where to go to get his fish. He could see enough to get there, but, man, he just, he was something else.
He could chew that tobacco, buddy.
Oh,
half his
man.
Boat was black from tobacco. Spitting in the boat.
Looked like pelicans have been roosting on his boat. Oh, man, he had chewing tobacco spit all over the place. Pretty crazy. Good times.
Yeah, he was a character.
Bunch of them old-timers, man, they hit it hard.
There were a lot of characters.
Gone, but not forgotten. I hadn't forgotten them. That's, I look up to the old crew. All right, Charlie P. Well, look, man, somebody wants to come over and fish with you. Give them some info.
Cell phone, 713-725-2401.
All right, good luck with that truck.
Me too, I know.
All right, buddy. See you, man.
Bye-bye.
All right. All right, let's take a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.